们继续来看利未记二十三章的节期。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 23 and let's continue with the regulations of the feasts.
神救赎我们的目的啊，就是让我们带来安息。
The whole goal of God's salvation is to bring us rest.
劳苦重担的人生啊，可以在主里面得享安息。
And so that we can lay down our burdens within the Lord.
我们将来要洗了世上的劳苦，还要跟主永远同在，好的无比。
And in the future, we'll be able to lay down our burdens and enjoy the eternal peace and joy with God.
所以说，我们要竭力追求啊，能够进入那个安息。
That's why we should strive forward in seeking for the rest.
所以我们在世界上所安息日啊，这只是一个预表。
That's why observing the Sabbath is only a prefiguration.
啊，将来这个福分啊，就真正实现是在天上。
But one day that blessing will come true in the eternal heavenly kingdom.
那是永恒的安息。
And that is eternal rest.
啊，能够在神的面前啊，能够见到神，这是最大的福气。
And be able to see Lord face to face is our greatest blessings.
啊，所以我们看一下罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
十九节
verse 19
到二十五节
to verse 25
八章十九节到二十五节
Romans chapter 8 verse 19 to 25
这里讲到说啊，受造之物啊，也要盼望耶稣基督的再临。
Here says that even the creation waits in eager expectation of the Son of God.
因为可以脱离败坏的辖制，享受神儿女的荣耀。
Because they can let go and be liberated from the burden and frustration and enjoy the glory.
我们是受造出一同叹息劳苦到如今呢。
That's why it says that for the creation was subjected to frustration, until today.
所以在世界上，我们带着肉体，我们面对生活有很多的劳苦重担。
And today in our present life, we do bear a lot of burdens and frustrations.
他说就是我们这些信主得圣灵出结果子的人也一样。
And even those that, that have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们还带着肉体，所以肉体有病痛啊，肉体要三餐啊，要有一些物质上的生活。
Because we still carry with us this physical body, and this physical body needs food, and we still have our desires.
所以我们盼望啊，将来啊，真正我们的身体得赎。
And so we hope that one day our true body can be resurrected.
我们脱离这个肉体上的败坏啊，变成一个灵的身体。
And we can be liberated from this physical body and become a spiritual body.
那个就不再受到物质上、肉体上的限制了。
And we will no longer be restricted by the physical world.
就不再有劳苦、患难、忧伤、痛苦了。
And will no longer be sorrow, burdens, and frustrations.
所以那个时候是永远快乐的时候。
And that will be eternal joy moment.
所以我们有这样的盼望啊，我们就要忍耐等候。
And because we have such a hope, then we have to wait patiently.
所以这是真正啊，得享安息。
Because that is a true rest.
所以这是我们最大的盼望。
And that is our greatest hope.
那这个第一个节期啊，逾越节。
The first feast, the Passover.
因为一方面是纪念他们在埃及受苦的时候，神借着羔羊的血啊，来拯救他们的生命。
And the meaning of Passover is to remember God's grace and the redemption from Egypt.
能够在逾越节以后啊，能够脱离埃及的生活啊，结束了为奴的生活。
And after Passover, they can be liberated from the slave life in Egypt.
所以过红海就一表洗礼啦，脱离法老王，脱离撒旦的权势。
And crossing the Red Sea means baptism, and so they can liberate it from the rule of Pharaoh.
所以要纪念这个逾越节，主耶稣基督的救，一表主耶稣基督的救恩。
So to remember Passover is to remember the salvation of Jesus Christ.
他把血啊洒在那个，把它涂在那个门上啊，有血的记号，要在这个房子里面来吃逾越节的筵席。
And you will paint the blood on the door frame, and you will be inside the house and eat the Passover meal.
因为外面有那个天使啊，要杀害埃及人。
Because outside of the house there will be angels sent to kill the Egyptians.
所以不可以跑到外面去啊，被死，在外面啊会被杀掉。
So you must remain in the house and do not go outside.
所以我们要处所在神的家里面啊，不离开主。
That's why it prefigures that we have to stay ourselves in the house of the Lord and not leave the Lord.
有人问说啊，真的是教会？难道真是唯一得救的教会吗？
Some people ask, is True Jesus Church the only true church?
啊，这个应该是少年班的问题哦。
And this is a question among a lot of youth.
因为我看那个少年班，我上一次参加少年班学生年会，他们问的问题很深，很深入，他们对道理好像比我们懂得多哦。问的问题真的很深入哦。
Last time when I attended SSC, the J2 class, they seem to ask questions that are much more profound than us.
哦，所以我觉得说我们真正在道理上要努力一点。
And so I really find that we need to strive in learning about the truth.
哦，一些基本的道理啊，我们在中学的时代应该就把它搞清楚了。
Some of the basic teachings we should have already learned and figured out by figured out when we were in J1.
尤其基本教育的问题跟我们得救有直接关系的。
Especially about the basic beliefs because it has connection with our salvation.
我们自己要懂，然后我们要跟人家做见证，你才晓得说怎么讲啊。
And only when you believe and understand, then can you convince others to come and believe?
我们在谈，我们都一定有圣经根据的，很清楚的。
When we talk about the basic beliefs, we have proofs from the Bible.
那洗礼啊，这个可以啊，洗礼可以赦罪，跟得救有关系，这圣经很清楚。
And receiving the baptism can wash away your sins. Is we have proofs from the Bible.
圣灵得圣灵说方言，这是凭据。
And receiving the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, that is the proof.
但是一般教会因为他们没有圣灵的体验啊，所以他们没有办法了解。
But most churches that do not have the experience of the Holy Spirit, so they cannot understand.
所以他们会感到困惑。
And they are a lot of times puzzled.
但是我们有圣灵帮助啊，我们应该从道理上很容易了解才对。
But if we have the help from the Holy Spirit, we should be able to understand the teaching from the Bible.
所以这些基本的道理啊，我们真的要把它搞懂。
So we must work hard in understanding the basic teachings from the Bible.
啊、不要人家跟你讲问两句啊，结果我们就投降吗
？We shouldn't just give up just because other people ask us one or two questions.
好像那个歌里啊，稍微喊几声啊，扫罗就躲起来了，脚都发抖了。
Just like Goliath, he screamed for once or twice, and Saul just hit himself.
那、啊、你这仗怎么打呢
？If you're like this, then how can you fight the Christian war?
你要做基督的尖兵啊，道理要懂。
If you want to be a Christian soldier, then you must understand the teaching.
因为神的道啊，是圣灵的宝剑啊，是我们征战的兵器。
Because the truth is the sword of a Christian, and it is our weapon.
你道理不懂了，你那个兵器都丢掉了，你没有武器，你怎么打仗
？If you don't understand the teaching, it's just like throwing away your sword. Then how can you fight the spiritual war?
所以说，神的道啊，是一种仁爱的兵器啊，啊，常常在我们左右。
That's why the words of God is just like our weapons, which are next to us always.
我们在教会啊，刚刚传到台湾的时候啊，
our church when was first preached to Taiwan.
很多外教会的领导者啊，他们很不服气，为什么你们争的，我们都不争呢？
Other denominations they were very angry at us because they thought that we preached that we are true and they are not true.
啊，来找我们一个长老。
And they came to one of our elders.
哇，好多人啊，都围在那里。
And there were a lot of people surrounding them.
那我们就争，一个这样讲，一个那这样讲，哇，大家争来争去，一直要辩。
And they were having a huge debate.
我们这个长老说，安静，安静，坐下来，坐好。
And the elder from our church to say, oh, why don't you quiet down, sit down, and we can discuss.
啊，一个来。
So you can ask question one by one.
啊，一个人呢就问啊，为什么要这样？啊，圣经一翻。
And so one of them they started asking questions, and the elder would turn to the Bible.
没有问题，再第二个。
Okay, so if you have no further questions,
第二个再问。
Second one, and the second one will ask them, and they will flip through the Bible.
还有没有话讲？再来第三个。
And that the third person will come up and ask the questions.
我们这教会的道理啊，绝对有圣经根据。
Our teaching is based on the Bible.
百分之百。
It's 100% based on the Bible.
就好像彼得所讲的，这是神的真恩。
And just like Peter said, this is the truth from God.
啊，你如果照着圣经道理，绝对百分之百得救。
And if you work, if you do according to the Bible, you'll be saved 100% for sure.
因为我们有这样的把握。
Because we have such assurance.
但是你看，一般的教会在传的啊，都跟圣经差很远呢。
But if you look at other denominations or churches, they preach that their preaching and teaching are not according to the Bible.
而且没有从神来的凭据。
And they do not have proof from God.
那我们从神来的印证啊，很清楚。
And our proof from God is very obvious and clear.
那所以我们对自己的教会啊，要确信。
That's why we should have deep and true belief about our own church.
那假如我们道理不了解，受引诱离开神呐、啊，这是很严重的事情啊。
If you're deviated from the true church of God, this is a very serious sin.
以前天主教他是教皇做王啊，在统治啊。
In Catholic Church, Pope is what the one that rules the church.
所以他离开天主教的话，他有一个叫做异端裁判所，可以跟他定罪，抓来审判，定罪把他处死的。
And those that leave Catholic Church, the Pope has the right to arrest them and judge them and even punish them.
那我们知道人做王不对了，教会里面怎么可以人做王
？We know that a church, no one should be the main ruler.
那一般的教会为什么一直分裂，一直分裂？
So why the other denominations they continue to break up into other churches?
因为国中无王嘛，所以个人任意而行啊。
Because everyone can do according to what they like.
没有神在当中做王。
Because God is not in them to be the ruler.
但是真教会不一样。
But in the true church is very different.
神借着圣灵在真教会里面做王。
God through the Holy Spirit is ruling in the true church.
那你看离开真教会的后果都不好。
That's what you see that those that leave the true church they do not have a good conclusion.
因为你跟那个生命的源离开了
because you departed from the beginning of all life.
好像主耶稣说啊，四猪离开了四干呐、啊，就是孤干柴火烧啊。
Just like Jesus Christ says, when the branches leave the vine, then the branches will dry up and then in the end die.
所以这是很严肃的问题啊，所以我们应当啊，自己对信仰要，这跟我们永远的福气。有关系的。
So this is a very serious issue, and it has something to is it has a direct connection with our eternal salvation.
我们看罗马书十一章。
Please turn Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
二十二节。
Verse
22. 十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22. Consider therefore the kindness.And sternness of God, sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off.
这里讲到一个比喻啊，说以色列人好像一棵好的橄榄树。
Here it talks about a parable and said that Israelite is like a good olive tree.
啊，那以色列人他们后来拒绝了耶稣的救恩呐、啊，所以这个树的树枝就被把它折下来了。
And because the Israelites refused the salvation of God, the branches they were cut off.
我们外邦人啊，本来跟神的救恩是没有关系的。
As originally Gentiles, we have no relation with the salvation of God.
所以我们好像一只野橄榄啊，野橄榄的枝子被栽在原来的橄榄树上。
And we are just like a wild olive tree branch that is connected to the true and healthy olive branch.
所以因为以色列人的错误，所以恩典才临到我们这些外邦人。
Because of the mistakes of the Israelites, the salvation and grace of God was able to descend upon us.
因为我们今天啊，能够啊得到神的恩典，我们不能够夸口啊。
So today, able to receive the grace of God, we shouldn't boast about it.
假如我们离开神呢、啊，也是一样被折下来。
Because if we leave apart from God, then our conclusion will be just the same. We'll be cut off from the tree.
说神既然不爱惜原来的枝子，都把它折下来了，何况我们这些野橄榄
？If God does not treasure the original true olive tree branch and can be cut off, what about us?
说我们不但不可以自高啊，我们还要惧怕。
Not only should we not be proud, but we should have fear.
因为神啊。对那些啊，主守在道理的人呐、啊，是有恩慈的。神的恩典是不断的。
Because God has mercy for those that preserve themselves in the truth.
但是被折下来的啊，对那些啊， 跌倒的人是严厉的。
But he is very stern to those that fell.
因为他们要落在神的永恒的审判里面呢、啊。
Because they will fall into the eternal judgment of God.
说神是烈火啊。
Because God is the fire.
说落在神的审判之下是何等的可怕，永永远远的沉沦呐、啊。
And so if you fall under the judgment of God, how dreadful is that? It's eternal condemnation.
所以我们要常常处所在神的恩典里面。
That's why we should always preserve ourselves in the grace of God.
我说，因为我们好像逆着性被接上去，啊，你如果又离开了，就被神永远拒绝啊。
Because we were originally not belonging to this true olive tree, and if we depart, we will be forever forsaken.
这是跟我们永远的祸福有直接关系。
And this has a very direct connection with what our eternal salvation will be.
我想说，我们大家都有心来到这里啊，来学习。
My thought is, since everybody has a heart to come here,
我们要特别求主的灵啊，帮助我们，开启我们的眼睛，让我们真正明白正道。
We should pray and ask God to open our eyes so we can truly understand His teaching.
有的人啊，受迷惑啊，真的，你跟他怎么讲啊，他都听不懂呢。
Some people, when they're puzzled, no matter how well you explain to them, they cannot understand it.
因为他眼睛看不见了。
Because they cannot see.
好像法利赛人虽然道理很懂哦。
Just like the Pharisees, although they understand the teachings.
但是他们拒绝耶稣啊，把耶稣钉十字架。
But they rejected Jesus Christ and they crucified him in the end.
他们看到很多很多的神迹奇事啊。
They saw many miracles.
但是他们不信。
But they did not believe.
因为他们心里有成见。
Because they rejected Jesus Christ from their hearts.
所以主耶稣很感叹说啊。说伯赛大以加百隆啊，你们有灾祸了。
That's why Jesus Christ said, Bethsaida and Capernaum, you're
你们有灾祸了。
Oh to you.
他说这些神迹奇事，如果行在尼尼微啦，行在索多玛，他们早早披麻蒙灰了。
He says that if these miracles were performed in Nineveh, those people will have already kneeled down and repented.
但是将来审判的时候，你们要比他们受更重的刑罚。
In the final days, when judgment comes, you will receive a much greater judgment and punishment than them.
明明神的恩典呐、啊，那么多在他们眼前呐、啊，他们就看不见。
Because there were so many miracles before them, but they could not see it.
所以耶稣说啊，我来让瞎子得看见。那有些啊，看见的人现在反而变成瞎子。
That's why Jesus Christ said that I came to let the blind see, but those that could originally see, they can no longer see now.
所以我们要特别求神呢，打开我们心灵的眼睛。
That's why we have to ask God to open our spiritual eyes.
凡是神的真道啊，得救的道理啊，我们都看得很清楚，他都那个明白、感谢、接受。
So we can truly see and understand the salvation of God.
我们不要真的不要存着硬心啊。
You should not have a heart of stone.
希伯来书里面讲到说啊，为什么以色列人呢、啊？啊，神发誓说，他们绝对不可以进到安息。
Why in Hebrews God said that, Israelites, you will not enter into rest.
所以有福音传给他们，好像今天传给我们一样。
Because the teaching was once preached to them as they were preached to us.
但是他没有信心跟所听到的道理来调和。
But they do not have the faith to accept it.
啊，所以一直在试探前埋怨神。
And all they know how to do is just complain to God.
看到神的恩典很多啊，但是他们还埋怨，神真的在我们当中吗
？And when they see so many miracles, they still ask, "Is really God among us?"
遇到困难，就一直埋怨说我们要回埃及了。
And when they encounter tribulation and trouble, all they could complain of is just return to Egypt.
所以就有神发怒啊。
And that's why they anger God.
啊，为什么？因为他们存着不信的恶心。
So why do they anger God? Because they do not have faith in God.
所以后来神就发誓说，这世代的人呢、啊，绝对不可以进入安息。
That's why God said that this generation, none of them will enter into eternal rest.
所以我们今天呢、啊，我们就不可以硬着心呢、啊。
That's why today we shouldn't have a heart of stone.
啊、哦，求神给我们一颗肉的心呐、啊，啊，能够把神的道领受了，啊，能够把它行出来。
We should pray to God that He give us a heart of flesh so when we listen to His teachings, we can perform it in our lives.
雅各书第一章
Please turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书一章
James chapter 1.
十九节
Verse 19.
十九节以下、啊、到二十二节
verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 19 to 22.
这里讲到说我们听道理啊，快快听，慢慢说。
Here it says that everyone should be quick to listen but slow to speak
慢慢动怒,
and slow to become angry.
也就是说道理要听啊，但是你不要随便跟讲道的人动怒。你怎么老是讲我？
It means that we should listen to the teaching slowly, but we shouldn't anger and have a fight with those that do not believe.
保罗说啊，不要藐视先知的讲论。
Paul says,Do not despise the teaching from the prophets.
说神借着讲道的人呐、啊，把一些、啊、神的话语告诉我们，提醒我们。
Sometimes God used the prophets to warn them and teach them the teaching.
有时候圣灵在感动，会觉得说，哎，传道怎么老是都在讲我
？And sometimes, if we're moved by the Holy Spirit, we'll be sit down there and wondering how come the pastor seems to be pointing at me and speaking.
那是不是有人去跟传道打小报告啊？讲我的坏话
and they will feel like is it because someone told the pastor about what I thought and that's why pastor just kind of like directing it at me
不会传道不会说啊特别准备一天一篇道理来讲你啊不会啦
I don't think any pastor will spend a whole day preparing a sermon just to direct at you
但是在准备道理当中啊因为借着祷告嘛
but because during the process of preparation and through prayer
啊圣灵会圣灵在运行，圣灵知道说每一个人的需要。
And the Holy Spirit is working among us, and He knows everybody's needs.
啊，所以借着传道人把一些神的道理讲出来，啊，来造就我们。
And through the pastor, He would deliver the message to benefit and edify us.
不是人的意思，因为这是圣灵进入在运行。
And this is not the will of man, but the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以不要因为说你怎么老是都讲我都。好像讲得很扎心、啊、你都对传道的不高兴了、啊、不必这样
So don't feel like how come every sermon seems to be directing at me and then you become angry at that
所以我们要存着温柔的心、啊、把神的道、啊、栽种在我们的心里面
That's why we should have a humble heart and, and plant it in us、
啊、因为这个是救灵魂的道
Because this is the truth that saves us our souls.
有时候我们有一些软弱啊，啊，这个道理来勉励我们，提醒我们，啊，帮助我们修正。
Sometimes we may be weak, but the sermon can edify us and teach us and correct us.
你如果顺服接受，啊，把你自己的软弱把它改掉，啊，你就能够越来越进步，就得救了。
If we can humbly accept it and change our weaknesses, then we can improve slowly, step by step.
啊，这个听到啊，就对我们有造就。
And therefore, listening.Will be a benefit to us.
啊，如果我们听了道理啊，总是批评，哇，这个讲得好，这个口才比较好。
But if after listening to the sermons, all we can do is how to judge one to the other.
啊，传道在前面讲道理，我们再跟他打分数，哦，这个70分、80分。
If all you do is how to grade the pastors and see how good they did the sermon.
啊，这样的话对我们没有益处。
That is not beneficial to us.
哦。啊、当然传道人在讲道理自己也勉励自己、啊、也是要行
Of course, when the preacher delivers a sermon They are also encouraging themselves to improve、哦、
因为这是神的话我们就要顺服、啊、就照着去做我们就灵性就进步了
Because this is the word of God And we're trying to improve And work according to the work of God、
所以真的我们要在道理上追求成长、
哦、That's why we should seek for growthbased on the teaching.
那他们在这个房子里面啊，吃筵席的时候啊，说要穿好衣服，要束上腰带。
When they are in the house, sharing the Passover dinner, they have to prepare themselves, dress up, and tie the sash.
啊，要脚上要穿鞋，啊，手中要拿一个拐杖。
They should wear shoes and have a staff on hand.
因为虽然他们在那边吃筵席啊，但是他们是准备出埃及，随时都要出去的。
Although they have having dinner, but they any moment they're prepared to leave Egypt.
所以人虽然在迦南地，在埃及地啊，但他们的心是在迦南地。
And this means that even though they physical body is in Egypt, their heart should be a Canaan.
所以我们常常在举办圣餐的时候说，我们在地面上领圣餐，但是我们是在 盼望回到天上的家乡。
That's why every time when we take the Holy Communion, we say that physically we're here to take the Holy Communion, but our hearts is longing for the eternal kingdom.
我们随时准备好。
So we are always ready and prepare.
主耶稣来了以后，我们随时都可以被迎接啊。
Any minute when Jesus Christ comes, we can be received by Him.
所以说要用真理当作腰带啊，束腰。
That's why we say that we should use the truth as the belt.
因为这个腰是我们力量的地方啊。
Because our waist is where the strength comes from.
因为你有道理充实啊，我们行道才有力量。
And only when you're full of the teachings of God, then when you perform the teaching, you have strength.
所以我们要用真理束腰，当然我们要谦卑服侍。
That's why we should take the truth as our belt.
那再来是脚上要穿鞋。
Then it says that they need to wear shoes.
因为他们要走旷野路啊，啊，有时候有毒蛇啦，有什么啊，所以要穿鞋。
The reason they need to wear shoes because they will be walking in the desert, and sometimes in the desert,
there are snakes. 保护你的脚不受伤害。
Is to protect their feet and not to harm them.
有所书里面说啊，我们要把平安的福音啊，当作鞋穿在脚上。
And in Ephesians, it says that we should use the gospel of peace as our as the shoes of our feet.
所以我们得到这个道理以后啊，就是一种平安的福音鞋啊。
And that's why when we receive such truth, it is our shoe of peace.
跟着我们一生一世啊。
And they will follow us for our eternal life.
神的恩典平安无际啊，常常随着我们。
So the grace and the peace of God will always follow us.
我们无论到哪里去啊，要把平安无际的信息带到哪里去。
And no matter where we go, we take along with us the peace and the gospel.
以前我负担的教会啊，在台湾负担的教会，有一些姐妹常常在访问。
Before the church that I was in charge with, there were a lot of sisters that often do visiting work.
啊，他们也真正是穿上平安的福音鞋啊。
And they too wear the shoe of the gospel of peace.
啊，去访问，啊，看到信徒、慕道者有病，帮他们祷告，让他们得平安。
And whenever they visit, they will pray for the truth seekers or the weak ones.
有那个血肉病的人呢，啊，跟他们一起祷告，啊，就看到主耶稣的十字架，啊，结果他的血肉病得医治。
And when they see some sisters or brother with illness, they will pray for them and they will be healed.
虽然是一般的弟兄姐妹啊，但是穿着平安的福音鞋。
But even though they're just regular brothers and sisters just like us, but because they wear the shoe of gospel peace.
所以我们在我们的生活当中，在我们的家庭，在我们的学校。让我们的周围的人啊，能够带来平安啊，带来恩典啊。
That's why, as Christians, even though we are sometimes in different environments, school, at work, but we can bring peace to the people surrounding us.
因为圣经里面说，为那义人的缘故啊，神会把福气赐给当附近的人啊。
The Bible says that because of a righteous man, God will bless the people surrounding them.
因为义人的缘故，神要把那个罪恶城要把它留下来。
And God says that because of a righteous man, God will preserve a sinful city.
啊，所以我们要带着平安的福音鞋。
That's why we should always wear the shoe of gospel peace.
我们手中要拿杖。
And we should have a staff in hand.
啊，杖啊，当然野兽来了可以打，毒蛇来了也可以打。攻击的武器，保护自己。
The staff is used for attack, and you can attack the snakes or the animals or beasts that come to attack you.
旷野当中啊，走路很难走啊，啊有杖啊，啊就可以扶住他们，不会跌倒。
And in the desert, because the road may seem rough, the staff will help you walk.
啊，所以这个杖啊，就是一种属灵的权柄。
And the staff means a spiritual power.
所以我们在生活当中，我们要带着属灵的权柄。
That's why in our daily lives, we should carry with us a spiritual power.
啊，让我们能够在我们的天国的旅途当中啊，我们能够靠主啊，能够一主的得胜。
That's why in on our heavenly journey, we can through God always have victory.
啊，能够得胜世界，得胜我们仇敌。
We can win over the world, win over our enemies.
啊，就是吃逾越节筵席的人呢，啊，要束带，要穿鞋，要拿杖。
And so people who partake the Passover, they have to have a belt. They must have staff on the hand, and they must wear shoes.
这对我们在属灵上的一些教训。
And we just mentioned the spiritual teachings.
为色割礼的外族人呢， 不可以吃逾越节的筵席。
Those that are uncircumcised, they cannot receive the Passover meal.
他们如果要吃的话，就是要吃割礼。
If they want to partake the Passover meal, they must have circumcision.
所以不管是用银子买的，生在家里的，主要是割礼啊，就可以吃逾越节的筵席。
And no matter whether they are slaves or they are foreigners, as long as they receive circumcision, they can partake the Passover meal.
因为逾越节本来是给以色列人啊，就是亚伯拉罕的祖孙的。
Because Passover was originally for Abraham's descendants.
因为他们第八天就要是割礼。
Because the eighth day after their birth, they have to receive circumcision.
这个是预表新约时代的洗礼。
And that prefigures the baptism in the New Testament.
所以我们在举办圣餐的时候啊，一方面都会特别宣布说，圣餐你不要带到王族外面。
That's why when we have Holy Communion, we would say that do not take the Holy Communion outside.
哎，不要说啊，我哥哥没有来啊，我带一个给他回家给他吃。
And you shouldn't
不能够带离开这个啊会堂。
You cannot take it outside of the church, so therefore you cannot say like, "Oh, my brother is not here today, so I'm going to take a portion and bring it back home." You should eat it inside the house, which is a chapel.
有些慕道者来啊，我们会特别宣布说。欢迎你来参加聚会，纪念耶稣的死。
And if there are truth seekers among us, we will say that we welcome you to come and remember the death of Jesus Christ.
那要等到你受洗了，加入这个团契以后啊，才领受圣餐。
But you have to wait until you are baptized and join our fellowship, then you can partake the Holy Communion.
因为还没有接受活法的洗礼，罪还没有赦。就还没有资格领受圣餐。
Because if you haven't received baptism, your sins are not washed away, and you're not qualified to partake the Holy Communion.
有的人犯了严重的罪，致死的罪啊，也不要领。
And if people have committed serious sin, they shouldn't partake the Holy Communion either.
哥林多前书十一章说啊，那会吃喝自己的罪。
Because in First Corinthians chapter 11, it says that if you partake the Holy Communion, you're taking your sin in.
在守圣餐之前呢，都要特别的悔改，准备心。
And before taking the Holy Communion, you should have a repentant heart.
这是圣经里面的一些教训。
And these are the teachings from the Bible.
另外一个就是不可以故意不守圣餐。
And another point that I would like to point out is that you should always observe the Holy Communion. You should not skip it.
我们在美国信主的信徒啊，有的圣餐礼不参加。
In U.S., some of the members they do not partake the Holy Communion.
因为他们不了解圣餐的重要性。
And that's because they do not understand the importance of Holy Communion.
古时候说，你无故不守逾越节的话，要从民中剪除。
In Old Testament, the Bible says that.If you do not observe Passover purposely, then you will be taken out from the tribe.
因为领受圣餐啊，是要维护我们属灵的生命。
Partaking the Holy Communion is to preserve our spiritual life.
说我们吃主的肉、喝主的血啊，主的生命就跟我们连属在一起。
Because when we eat the flesh of Jesus Christ and drink His blood, then His life is within us.
到末日的时候要复活。
And in the end times, we will be resurrected.
所以。不守圣餐的话，会丧失掉灵命，将来没有办法复活。
And so, if you do not partake the Holy Communion, you will lose your spiritual life, and in the end days, you will not be resurrected.
因为主是天上赐下来生命的粮食。
Because Jesus Christ is the bread of life given to us from heaven.
为着要赐给我们生命赐下来的。
And the purpose is to give us life.
所以耶稣特别说，我们要吃他的肉，喝他的血。
That's why Jesus Christ specifically said, "You should eat my flesh and drink my blood."
当然不是吃肉体上的主耶稣的肉。
Of course, it doesn't mean to eat his physical body.
主耶稣说，他讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because Jesus Christ said, "My words is the spirit, is life."
所以虽然是无效饼啊。葡萄汁，但是经过注谢了以后，在灵里面就成为主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的宝血。
Although you see the unleavened bread and grape juice, but after we pray and bless it, it becomes the spiritual flesh and blood of Jesus Christ.
我们凭着信心领受了以后啊，主耶稣的生命啊，就是带给我们丰盛的生命，让我们能够在末日复活。
And when we receive it with faith, then the life of Jesus Christ is in us, so in we will be resurrected in.In the final days with him.
我们看回来利未记二十三章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6. to verse 8.
23章6节到8节。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 6 to 8。
再来14号黄昏是逾越节嘛，当然是太阳下山以后啊，就是进到第二天了，就是15号了。
So the twilight of the 14th day of the first month is passed over, and on the 15th day of the month is the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread.
开始无酵节。
And it becomes the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
所以这个无酵节啊，是跟逾越节是接在一起。
So we know that the Feast of Unleavened Bread comes right after Passover.
无酵节啊，时间比较长，有七天。
Passover lasts for 7 days.
从15号到21号。
I'm sorry, the Feast of Unleavened Bread lasts 7 days.
所以在第一天啊，要有圣会。
And on the first day, there's a holy sacred assembly.
也称为圣安息啊，所以那一天什么工作都不可以做。
And no work should be done on that day.
连续有七天啊，还要把火祭献给神。
And for the following 7 days, they should present the offering made to the Lord by fire.
第七天也是要有圣会，也是安息。
And on the seventh day, they should also hold a sacred assembly.
什么工作都不要做。
And no work should be done on that day.
七天啊，是说逾越节、无酵节。
And so for 7 days, they would observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
这个无酵节啊，就是预表耶稣的救赎，让我们过一个新的生活。
And the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it means the living a new life through the God's deliverance.
那无酵节的他们所逾越节的时候开始就没有酵。
So starting from
past, 要出无酵饼。
So starting from Passover, everything that they eat is without yeast.
另外一个原因呢，就是他们当天晚上啊，急急忙忙就离开埃及。
And another reason is because that night they would have to leave Egypt.
所以说那个面啊都没有化起来啊，就带着啊就走了。
And so they would not put any yeast in the bread, and they would just take the bread along with them.
因为他们赶快要离开埃及地。
Because all they want to do is rush out of Egypt.
这个逾越节，这个无酵节总共有七天啊，七天。
So like I previously mentioned, Feast of Unleavened Bread lasts 7 days.
所以这也是神救赎我们的目的。
And that is also the purpose of God's salvation.
要让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
It's to save us so we are holy without defect.
要除掉我们一切的罪。
He will wash away all our sins.
所以这个酵啊，在圣经里面是预表罪。
That's why yeast, in the Bible, it prefigures sin.
我们在谈素祭的时候就谈过说，素祭不可以加酵。
Like we previously talked about the grain offering, we said that in the grain offering there shouldn't be any yeast.
这个酵啊，主着罪恶，主着假冒为善，主着错误的道理。
And yeast in the Bible symbolizes sin, hypocrite, and
错误的道理，异端。
False teachings.
我们谈过三个圣经节，大家记得吗？
We mentioned 3 Bible verses. Do you remember?
希望辅导员把它列为考试题目。
I hope the counselor can list them as.
孝代表什么？
What do sin mean?
圣经的根据在哪里？
And where's the proof in the Bible?
谁知道？
Anybody knows?
像看看你们的笔记啊。
Can you look back and turn back to your notes?
换弟兄。
Brothers.
那个 Bible verses， 哥林多前书5:8。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8。
再来。
路加福音
十二。路加福音12:1。马太福音12:几节。20节啊，十六章十二节，对。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 12 and Luke chapter 12 verse 1。
这要记起来哈，记起来。
Please record and
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.